Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior tennis star at Scarsdale High School, Natalie Hu. And Natalie, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, and congratulations on the award, as I, you know, as we'll discuss here, very well deserved. So good for you. And we've also got Coach with you, with us today, and that is Jennifer Roan. How are you doing, Coach?
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing all right. I am doing okay. So, Natalie, I just see, as I'm looking at your nomination letter, that that you all, the tennis team, just won the state championship, huh?
Yes, we did.
Wow. And I can hear that. Yes, we did. Yeah, with a little head shake. Very nice. And I would you know, go through all the letters. Let's just say the 8-letter state championship is what you won, because there's way too many letters in this whole New York State sports stuff. But congratulations to you all. And you had a good finals yourself. You beat your semifinal opponent 6-0, 6-0, and then you won your final in three sets, 6-4, 2-6, 7-5. So nicely done when it comes to that.
Thank you.
Now, is that you all repeating, by the way?
Yes. So we won for the first year. They held the team championships and we won it last year. And then this year we were able to repeat. So it was a great experience.
So what was it like then? Obviously the first time is very, very exciting. You know, that's always the expectation. That's always the goal, is to try to win it all. But what was it like this year to be the defending champs, to know that everybody's got you guys circled on their calendar as to this is the one we want to win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's a lot of pressure, and in the beginning of the season, especially, we felt it because we weren't used to it. But as the season went on, I think we were able to get through it and support each other through it. So once we got to states, like, everyone was looking at us, obviously, and they wanted to beat us. But we were just strong, and we proved that we were the better team. So, yeah.
And I imagine that's got to be a very cool feeling, though, to know that you are on the top of the mountain, that you're the one that the other folks want to take down.
Yeah, I have a lot of pride in our team. Like, I love our team, and it helps that we win a lot. But I love everyone on the team, and we all just work really well together. So it's, the school team is something that I value a lot in my life.
And well, when it comes to the singular nature of your game, and this is what I mentioned to you before we started recording here, is I saw your record for the 4 years that you have been there at Scarsdale, and mm-hmm. my eyes bugged out. I'm a sports guy. When I see numbers that say 47-0 as to your record, and that doesn't include the team competitions, I'm like, holy cow. So step back now for a moment. Think about that. How does that feel, knowing that you went 4 years and you never got beaten?
It's kind of unbelievable. I think when I joined the team when I was a freshman, I didn't really have expectations like that. I didn't know what to expect. I just wanted to have fun. And with the people on the team, like, I played second singles in my freshman year, and I had a good role model, Zoe Tucker. And she helped me, like, my first 2 years of the team, just grow up and learn what it's like to be a good leader. And so, yeah, I really had no clue what was going to happen, but I was just trying to have fun and learn and just, yeah, grow as a person on the team. So, yeah.
And with, as it went along through the years, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, et cetera, and you still continued to win. Mm-hmm. Was there any pressure there? You know, did you say to yourself at any point, man, this would be kind of cool, this would be something that I think I might shoot for? And did the other people on the team not say anything to you, like when a guy's pitching a no-hitter and everybody moves away from him and doesn't say anything, like after the sixth inning? You know, did you think about that? Like, wouldn't it be kind of cool to go undefeated?
Yeah, I think I definitely thought about it. But especially this year, my senior year, I tried not to, just to keep the pressure off of myself. And like my last match, that's not what I was thinking about. I just wanted to win and play well. But it did cross my mind. And also, I know my teammates were thinking about it too, because it's just an exciting accomplishment. But yeah, I when I was playing, I didn't want to think about it too much.
Well, I feel better knowing that you guys have already won the state championship, because I know, see, I can bring this up now without jinxing anything, you know, because the season's over. So,
yeah.
And but with you, you know, I'm wondering if anybody, you know, any of your opponents have had T-shirts made up that say, I lost to Natalie Hu, but I scored. So, Coach, you've been with Natalie now for the entire 4 years, I'm assuming, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So First of all, on this accomplishment, what is it about Natalie's game that has allowed her to go undefeated for 4 years?
She's a very, very level-headed player when you get on the court. You know, sometimes your emotions can get the best of you when you've missed, you know, a shot that you've probably hit a million times, or even a serve. But she always regroups and really focuses on the court. And a testament was her last match of her high school career at the U.S. Tennis Center. I went over to her and I said, you know, we've already won the match. Just do the best you can. And she looked at me, coach, and she says, I got this. I'm not going to lose. And she was already, you know, she was down two games. And, you know, I had all these things in my mind that I was going to say to her. And as soon as she said that, I said, okay. And I walked away and she took care of it. And it's a real amazing feat because she's such a talented player, but that mental aspect really is key to her game.
And then when it comes to just coaching Natalie in general, but when it comes to seeing how she's grown and progressed and who she's turned into now from where she was as a freshman, what is that? How do you see that?
Well, you know, the funny thing is she was a talented player when she walked on the court. You could see right away during tryouts, I went, oh, my goodness, this girl's amazing, only in ninth grade. And she got better as the years went on. But in her junior year, you could see that the leadership role was starting to take place. And the team nominated her as a captain. So she's been a captain her junior and senior year. And when the new players were starting to join our team, and they're talented as well, she really kind of, you know, mentored them and showed them, you know, what it is to be an individual on the team, but also a team member.
Well, that's something I wanted to bring up now, and I'm glad you led into that perfectly. As you said in the nomination letter for Natalie, as captain of the tennis team, soft-spoken Natalie leads by example and determination. She inspires her teammates by doing, not by yelling. She sets the example and they follow. So Natalie, when it comes to being the captain, I'm sure you've had, you know, like you mentioned, the name of that older player when you were a freshman that helped you. What's it like being the captain now? And, you know, obviously you're leading by example. You know, you went undefeated for your 4 years. But is there anything else that you do as a captain that you're proud of that maybe you saw some results of in the last couple of years?
I think I'm just really proud of being able to keep the team bond really close. That's something that we prioritize a lot. Even like last year, I was co-captain with a senior, Laura Mendez. And then this year, I'm co-captain with two other juniors, Campbell and Maya. And I think both of those years, we just worked really closely in keeping the team really close and also just being able to relate to them and being not putting the captains on a higher level and just being there to talk to them whenever they need. So I'm just really proud of the way we've handled any like conflicts or just like drama that happens in life together.
right.
So yeah, I think our team's just been able to go through everything through thick and thin. So we just have a really strong bond. And I think that's just part of the captain's attitudes that we're a group and we're not like above anybody else.
Gotcha. And I'm sure it's kind of cool to get the feeling of things coming around full circle where you get to do now, you get to assist now the way that you were assisted when you were younger.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of nice. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Natalie Hu of Scarsdale High School. And so, Natalie, when it comes to this award, the academics obviously are part of it. And you have no issues there because you've got like a 3.96 GPA. And according to your coach, you basically have taken the most challenging of all possible course loads that you could. So my question is, of all the courses that you're taking, is there anything that kind of strikes your fancy? What is it that you might look forward to in the way of a class?
So I love a challenge. I think that's probably why I take a lot of those classes. I would say I love math. It's not like my best subject, but I love how it challenges me. It's always a class that like I have to work extra hard in to do well. But I also love sciences. Those are probably my top classes, and that's something I want to do in college. I'm looking right now at environmental science.
Okay.
I just love a challenge. I think, yeah, probably sciences are my course right now, but I love math too.
And that's you saying, you know, possibly environmental science when it comes to college. And you you are not the only winner of this award who has said the same thing as to their interests when it comes to moving forward. And I just want to say kudos to that. Cheers to you all. So when it comes to college, though, and it seems like you're going to be going to Tufts. Is that correct? That you got
you got
yourself committed to Tufts. Excuse me. What was that like when you got the letter or the phone call or the email, whatever it was, to say, yeah, come on, we want you to play tennis here at Tufts?
Yeah, I mean, there are rules. So technically, I'm verbally committed to the admissions process. But yeah, when I got that phone call, I was super excited because I went through a year of recruiting and Tufts has always been one of my top schools. So I was just super excited because I wasn't sure if I was going to get that offer or not. But I'm just super excited. I love my coach. I love the girls, the team. I already met them. Some of them actually lived in Westchester and played tennis. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just can't wait. They've all been so nice to me just throughout the year. So yeah.
Oh, well, good luck there. And coach, what was it like for you when you found out, that she's committed there to Tufts because I'm sure you were probably one of the first phone calls.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. You know, you never want to see them leave.
Of course.
But no, I spoke with the coach from Tufts over the summer. And, you know, I've been at Scarsdale now almost 30 years, and I've had wonderful players both on the boys team and the girls team. But when I spoke to the Tufts coach, I said, Natalie's the full package. I said, between the academics that she's so good at and her tennis skills, but also she's just a great person. She comes from a great family. She's down to earth. She'll work hard. She's open to, you know, to improving herself, whether it's in the classroom or on the tennis court. And the coach called me back a few weeks later and said, you know what? It was really a no-brainer. You know, she really, you know, as you can see from, you know, talking with her, she really has her act together.
And coach had mentioned, Natalie, in the nomination letter that you're the president of the Operation Smile Club, but that you guys are very busy. What does Operation Smile do?
So, yeah, we fundraise for people with cleft palate conditions who maybe can't pay for the surgeries. Not a lot of people know, but it's kind of a common birth defect, but a lot of people, especially in the U.S., can pay for it, but people maybe in developing countries can't. So it's a cheap surgery, like $240, but the organization really depends on their clubs to fundraise for them. So we raise awareness and also fundraise. And then I'm also like part of the regional council and the international one. So I get to collaborate with other students who have the same passion as I do and just think of new ideas. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. It makes sense now, Operation Smile. I probably should have figured that out myself, right? but also when it comes to charitable work and doing good deeds, you're part of Habitat for Humanity. And also you got the Project Green Club there at school too. So So where did this all come from for you when you said, you know what, I want to give back a little bit. I want to help some folks out in any possible way that I can, whether it's environmentally, whether it's in this case, the Operation Smile or Habitat for Humanity with the homes. Where did that passion come from?
I really don't know. I feel like in middle school, I kind of blossomed. I was on the school organization for like the students, and we did a lot of charity work there. So that kind of just sparked my interest. And I just like helping people. I don't know. I think that we're really blessed to be in like a position to help other people. And it's just like something that you should take advantage of. Cause you never know what's going to happen. And yeah, it's just been a passion, and I'm trying to like figure out what I want to do with that. But yeah, I've taken a lot of different routes with that. But and also for the tennis community, I'm on the regional council, which is like kind of similar, but we just collaborate and fundraise and all of that. So it's, yeah. And that,
that is the best way to look at it, is that, you know, when you're in the position that you can help, there's no reason not to. And, you know, and you should, you know, because there are, you know, less fortunate neighbors out there that could use a hand. And, and like you said, you don't know what's coming down the road. So if you can now, do it now. So that's a good way to look at it, and good for you. So also, Coach has mentioned, and I just wanted to ask you one question about this, that you've moved quite a number of times in your life, and that you've lived in four different countries. How has that helped you when it comes to, you know, and the coach says you're very good at adapting. How has that helped you in your approach, say, as a captain, or in your approach just in life in general, to see different cultures and see how different cultures, deal with difficulties and issues? What did you learn from living in four different countries, and what countries were they, by the way?
So I was born in London, and then we moved here briefly, and then we moved to Tokyo, Japan, and then we moved to Hong Kong, and then back here.
Okay.
And that was all my first, like, 8 years. Yeah. So we've been here for 10 years now, but before then we've been moving a lot because of my dad's job. But I think a lot of the moving, it's helped me learn that how big the world is and just how many people there are and different types of people. And I've definitely gotten a lot of exposure, which is great, I think, because it's kind of built my character. And I just think when people like come and approach me about problems or something, I'm always just trying to understand them and get in their shoes. So that's something that I think like I value a lot and I take pride in. I just try and understand people's perspectives really well and adapt to that.
Yeah. And it's, it is very important to not be insulated, and you're not, obviously you're doing a good job of it. And that's something my father always said to me, that's the one thing I remember, is just try to walk in somebody else's shoes, just for a moment. But, before we close up shop here, before we end, I just want to ask you, you've got so much going on. What do you do for downtime? Is there anything? Do you have a hobby? Do you have something that you just do to kind of bring it all down for a moment?
Yeah. I have two dogs. I love playing with them, just relaxing with them. I also sometimes I cook, help my mom. I'm like a really crazy neat freak. So when I have downtime, I'll just reorganize my room for the 10th time or something like that. Yeah. So I always keep myself busy. And sometimes you need to catch up on sleep and take your like me time, which I do. But I whenever I have time in my day, I'll keep myself busy.
and listen, I can understand that whole, sometimes you want to just reorganize the room or something, because people find it strange in me, but I actually like doing laundry and love folding clothes. That is my moment of zen. So,
yeah,
so I'm with you there. So, Coach, any last words here when it comes to Natalie?
I'm just thrilled that she's being recognized for all the hard work and giving back to her community. And her academics, it's really come full circle. You know, it does seem like yesterday. I remember her walking onto the tennis court as a wide-eyed ninth grader, and to see how she's matured and really into a young lady, and she's going to do great things when she leaves Scarsdale High School, for sure.
And Natalie, one last thing here, and this is from Coach's letter, and every now and not every now and then, almost every week I'll ask these winners to just listen to some words from the nomination letter so I can try to make them blush. Natalie is simply one of the best athletes that I have had the privilege to teach and coach for the last 4 years. I say this not because she is simply a high-achieving teenager. No, she is the complete package. Unbelievably smart, dedicated, involved, caring, polite, considerate of others, helpful, humble, and filled with integrity. Some nice words for you there, Natalie. What do you think?
That's really nice. Thank you.
See, that getting a blush never fails. So listen, Natalie, good luck to you, and congratulations again on the team defending your state championship. And Coach, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And good luck on those next step to Tufts.
Thank you so much.
For Scarsdale High School's Natalie Hu, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.